This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live, and you're invited to take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
Don't forget, you got a high-quality way to connect to the show if you want through our Discord server on the Discord on-air call-in line rooms, which are there at the top of our list of chat rooms that you can access over at discord.lrn.fm. It helps if you have the Discord app, which you can get for pretty much any old operating system that you might possibly have, except for Windows Phone. I don't think they have... the Windows Phone. There was a headline here. It's worth just sharing the headline. Microsoft has revealed that they are no longer developing new features or hardware for Windows 10 Mobile, which means the Windows Phone is effectively a dead platform, according to TheVerge.com. So, well, I never really had one, so there's not much to miss.
I don't think anybody really had one. It was
I met somebody with one.
There are probably like five people.
Yeah, I met one person. I think it was like JP or something.
I think the only person I've ever heard, I think I did hear about somebody who had one once, and they got it from Microsoft for free as a developer or something.
And now it's a doorstop.
Yeah.
All right, so but we're actually going to start out by talking about phones, and then we've got some other internet-related news where China's president is saying the internet should be clean and righteous, not vulgar. So we can get into some of that, plus Venezuelan news that Daryl's got to share, and good news about psilocybin mushrooms being approved for apparently some trial studies or a trial study here in the United States. So a lot of interesting stuff to talk about tonight. But let's start with the tech side of things. Chris, you're the founder, one of the folks behind the scenes over at thinkpenguin.com, which is a website at which people can get privacy-centric hardware, I guess would be probably the best way to describe the products that you have.
Yeah, we sell Linux computers, basically, and hardware, and that kind of accessory you might need for them.
You pay a lot of attention to tech-related news, as you always bring in some interesting stories. Tonight we're going across the pond to Australia, where they're cracking down on people who won't unlock their phones.
Yeah, I definitely learned something new about Australia with this story. I knew the UK had some pretty strict encryption laws on the books.
Really?
Apparently Australia does too, and this is looking to strengthen them. So basically, this,
I've got a question here because I see an article from RT about this, and they're referring to this as proposed legislation. Has this actually been passed, or is it just something that some members of parliament are talking?
This has been proposed, and it's going through an evaluation process right now.
Okay.
But I'll read the story a little bit, and
where's it from? Where's the story?
So this is from, I'm not sure, nakedsecurity.sofus.com.
Okay.
Australians, and the title of the article is Australians Won't Unlock Their Phones, Could Face 10 Years in Jail. So the story is actually like a two-part situation where basically the government, Australian government, wants to force companies to basically put a back door in the phone, it sounds like. And if that doesn't work, then the user could end up in jail for 10 years.
So this is interesting because we've talked, I mean, without even getting into the story yet, but we've talked about the news stories surrounding the United States government demanding that, say, Apple put a backdoor in or break the encryption on their phones. Remember the San Bernardino
shooters?
Absolutely. And so we talked about that. In fact, we covered it recently again here on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, there was another case, I forget from where, but it referenced that San Bernardino.
They still want to get in. I mean, they're not going to stop demanding access backdoors.
Oh, it's the Facebook Messenger thing.
That's right. So far these companies have been fighting back against the U.S. government, and the government hasn't gotten anywhere ultimately in the
U.S. government
States.
Has,
But it makes me wonder if, like, if the U.S. government's courts continue to support the company's rights to, like, make their own programs and not have to put back doors in. If Australia's government goes ahead, or Australia's government goes ahead and says you must put a back door in, well, that's going to break their encryption across the board. They're not going to have, like, a special package just for, other countries in the world. It's going to be across the board. They're going to have one set, and that will break everything, won't it?
It's certainly a threat. It's certainly a danger to everybody's security, I would argue. The U.S. Government has had some rulings in its favor as far as handing over, like, passwords and things.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember exact details, but it was something to the effect of, if you provided a password and then later, you can't refuse to provide it again or something to that effect. So never, like, identify the fact that you have the password or know the password or it's your device or anything.
Right.
You got to deny.
The less you say to the police, the better.
Or not deny. You don't want to deny either. You
want better to just say nothing.
Say nothing. Yeah. And they're going to try and get you to admit that it's your device.
There have been,
that may not be the best idea.
There have been court cases, and I forget the exact wording from the various courts, but the courts have differentiated between a thing you know, which is a password, and a thing you have, such as a fingerprint. And a lot of the phones now, they're unlocked with fingerprint. Or some other device. So
they can force you to do that.
Right. They can force your thumb onto the screen, but they can't force your brain to recall a word. Hence the difference between the thing you know, the thing you have.
It's a bad idea to have the fingerprint as your only solution. Although Johnson, who has an iPhone, I think he's the only co-host here who does, he says there is some sort of method with the fingerprint thing to where if you tap it a certain number of times, it will lock down that access mode. So I don't know how many times you have to tap it. It might have been like 3 or 10 or something like that. But
yeah, but then here they'll charge you with like destruction of evidence or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
Obstruction of justice.
Or what if they grab the phone from you before you have the chance?
The best thing to do is just to have a password, not a PIN, not a code, a 4-digit or 6-digit code, but an actual password. It's your best thing to do. It's a pain in the neck, but it's worth it because if they turn the phone off. The forensics people will not be able to access it, probably. Now, if they don't turn the phone off or you don't turn the phone off before they get to it, they may still be able to get into it, even if there is a password on it. But
probably best to not keep any real secrets on your phone anyway.
Are notoriously insecure by design. They all have what's called a modem, and that modem is basically updatable by the a cellular provider, and as a result, they can upload basically a backdoor, and they can access anything on the rest of the device. So any kind of encryption on your phone is totally worthless.
At least
from any kind of like NSA kind of standpoint.
Tell me more about this Australian.
Before we do, Chris, you had mentioned that you know that the UK has a law. The RT mentions that existing law in Australia makes it punishable up to 2 years for failing to give investigators access when a, quote, serious crime is involved.
This
seeks to expand this a little bit.
Yeah. Basically, Australia sounds like it has the same law as the UK, which is seriously dangerous.
Right.
But let's get into the story a little bit. The Australian government wants to force companies to help it get at suspected criminals' data. If they can't, it would jail people for up to a decade if they refuse to unlock their phones. The country's Assistance and Access Bill, introduced this week for public consultation, strengthens the penalties for people who refuse to unlock their phones for the police. Under Australia's existing Crimes Act, judges could jail a person for 2 years, which is the same as UK.
So it already
is
there. They're just talking about, quadrupling the, quintupling the amount of time you're going to spend in prison.
Yeah, for not handling over data.
To basically scare people into compliance.
Right. Yeah, that's exactly what this is.
Most people are going to comply on a 2-year threat, but yes, 10 is certainly much scarier.
It's interesting because in a lot of cases, the crimes that people, that they're investigating, the penalty if they convict you is greater than 2 years. So if that's the case, it may be wise even to suffer the two years.
Wow, that's crazy.
But the problem that you'll probably find is they'll probably end up getting a conviction on both that and this crime. So they're just gonna, they basically pile on the charges.
Yep.
Now, I don't know how it works in Australia or the UK, but I know how it is in the US. And in the US, they certainly, if they had a law like this, they would just be piling on the charges.
We're gonna continue. There's more that story. Plus, in the world of kind of internet tech news. China is, well, as you know, they've been cracking down on the internet, and we'll share what the Chinese president had to say about it coming up here in moments. Your calls, your thoughts, welcome. Plus, more international news from Venezuela, where things are, well, they're not getting any better. 855-450-3733. Join us on the radio. It's Free Talk Live.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh, my dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Zencash has changed their name to Horizon to better represent their transition from a cryptocurrency to a pioneering platform that protects consumer data. They're working towards the day when anyone will be able to build privacy-based applications on the Horizon platform and generate income from them. This will allow Horizon to bring thousands of real-life services to the community, services that provide freedom, utility, and privacy. Learn more at horizon.global and join the Horizon community. Horizen.global.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
what you want. You can take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Discord with Discord on-air call-in lines that you can use. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us tonight. It's Ian,
Chris, and Daryl.
And I want to make sure that you know about Bitcoin.com. That's where you can go to learn more about cryptocurrency. Get started in the world of Bitcoin over at Bitcoin.com. And the folks over at Bitcoin.com want you to know that you can use your Bitcoin Cash now over at Save It Purse. So I've been using SaveItPurse.com constantly, basically. And I think you're probably one of the only people that uses it more than I do, Chris.
Yeah, you
buy stuff for your business on there. But whatever it is I need for from Amazon, I always use SaveATPurse.com because I'm going to save 20% at minimum. Sometimes the stuff I've been getting recently, I've been shooting for 29%, and I've been getting it.
Yeah.
So you can do this.
You can definitely get it. 29%, definitely.
And it's so easy, and you can use Bitcoin Cash now. That's what the folks over at Bitcoin.com want you to know. You can deposit Bitcoin Cash to fund your account at SaveItPurse.com. If you want to save big time on Amazon, you can do it now with Bitcoin Cash. SaveATPurse.com as we continue here. We're talking about the Australian government cracking down even harder. Perhaps it's proposed, but if it's already at 2 years,
right,
punishment, prison time for refusing to give a password over to an electronic device of yours. Let's say they arrest you for, is it for any crime or is it just for, like, you know, murderers or something like that?
You know, I think they might have used the word serious crime, but I'm not 100% sure.
The RT article references serious crime.
But who knows what they consider to be a serious crime?
Yeah, it could be a misdemeanor even, so it could be, like, not really a serious crime.
So, I mean,
walking across the street.
Right, things we consider to be not serious.
Jaywalking.
Well, growing
Jaywalking
marijuana.
Jaywalking is not a misdemeanor.
How about growing marijuana?
Oh, that's true.
That's a felony. Those places.
Sure, disorderly conduct, though. I mean, yelling, you know, real loud or something, or not
so
even doing
knows?
That.
Who knows?
Or just
what
the charge alone, even if you didn't do what they say.
Yeah, I don't know what they consider to be a serious crime, but either way, if you don't hand over your cell phone password or laptop password or whatever password to get into your device, you may be facing 2 years in prison, and if this bill goes through, it goes to 10.
Yeah, the proposed bill extends that up to 10 years, arguing that the existing penalty wasn't strong enough. Yikes, man. That's insane. The bill takes a multi-pronged approach to accessing a suspect's data by cooperating third parties to help the authorities. New rules apply to communication service providers, which is a definition with a broad scope. It covers not only telcos, but also device vendors and application publishers, as long as they have a nexus to Australia. These companies would be subject to two kinds of government order that would compel them to help retrieve a suspect's information. First of these is a technical...
So this is a two-part bill where, one, they're going to target an individual with 10 years in prison, and then on the other hand, they want to go after the companies?
Yes. Okay. So they want the companies to force them to put a back door in, from the sounds of it. And if they can't, because the company that is producing the product doesn't have a nexus, meaning they don't have operation in Australia.
An office.
So if, for example, maybe Apple doesn't operate, I mean, they probably do, but let's say a smaller company doesn't, like maybe some Android phone maker that doesn't have business. They might have other companies selling that product in Australia, but they don't actually operate in Australia, so they have no nexus. Those types of situations might be such that they'll force the 10 years on somebody if they can't otherwise get access to the phone. It's pretty serious stuff.
Tell me more.
Yeah, the first of these technical assistance notice that requires telcos to hand over any decryption keys they hold, which they may not have. This notice would help the government in, but they might have,
hold on,
they might have to add those. They might have to do it a different way than encryption.
Right, because
encryption
can be done client side, right? To
right.
Where the company doesn't even know what the key, they have nothing to hand over because the way the system is designed, it's all on the person's device.
Right, like the Apple encryption. You set the password. Mm-hmm. Apple doesn't store that password in a database.
Correct.
Yeah, and this is the case.
If you forget the password, it's gone forever.
Signal, I believe, supposedly doesn't hold your keys, so they can't decrypt anything unless, of course, they put out some sort of update to compromise that security. And so basically what this is saying is that those companies would be forced to push out an update maybe to that particular device that they want to compromise, and then
or,
that would be compromisable.
Or they would or they'd have to leave the country, right? Like, if they didn't want to go along with this, if they didn't want to become Australia's bitch and have the Australian government force them to completely change their systems, they'd have to shut down operations there.
And surprisingly, that's happened once before.
Someone has shut down a company?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the name of the company.
Didn't Kim.com shut down a company to not comply with
LavaBit
something?
LavaBit, that's the one I'm thinking of, yeah. Yeah, LavaBit did, which is highly unusual.
That was an email provider.
That was
listeners that don't know. It was a private email provider, and he was ordered to hand over his encryption key, and he printed out the encryption key in, like, four-point font, and then handed that over. So he did what the court asked him to do. Of course, the way they were expecting it was in a digital file, but he actually gave them the actual encryption key,
yep,
just in text form on a printed page.
His objection was something to the effect of, then you could access any of the emails
in the whole system.
A specific email.
Right, right.
And he would have complied with a specific email, so they really kind of screwed, you know, that was a really terrible ruling.
Right. So I've got a question about this. Let's say that Apple decides, you know what, we don't want to comply with this new law in Australia. We are shutting down the Apple stores in Australia.
Yep.
But somebody decides, oh, you know what, I can call up my cousin that lives in America. He can go to the Apple store, buy an iPhone, whatever.
Well, presumably they could still ship the phone in. I mean, Apple would still be able to ship a phone into Australia unless it became a banned product.
They might decide, we're not doing business in Australia because we don't want this Nexus thing applied to us. We will not sell a product to Australia.
Hold on.
Let me finish my thought here. And some Australian guy calls up his American cousin and says, go to the Apple store, buy the new iPhone, and then you mail that to me. Does that create a nexus between Apple and Australia?
Does it create a nexus?
Or does it only create the nexus if Apple directly sends the phone?
Does it even create a nexus if they send the phone? Is a nexus a physical location within a political geographic boundary?
So not based on various interpretations of various laws that currently exist.
Yeah, I mean, the nexus is essentially defined by the state. So in the United States, nexus would be Netflix, for example, had nexus because they sent, even though they didn't operate in other states necessarily, they would ship their property, the DVDs at one time, into those states, and that created a nexus for them.
Really? Oh, Ian still gets the DVDs.
Okay.
I do. I get the Blu-rays.
Like once every 7 months.
Yeah, so they would have to collect sales tax in the case of Netflix in those states that they didn't operate. But, so theoretically, it sort of depends on what Australia considers nexus. But obviously, if Australia comes down with a ruling, a judgment, and there is no bank account in Australia, and there's no companies and there's no officials, how are they going to collect on that judgment, right? Like if there's some sort of fine.
There's this wonderful thing called extradition.
Well, yeah, I mean,
where the Aussies are buddies with the Americans, and they'll just, you know, ring-a-ding. Hey, President Trump, we need you to extradite this guy down here, and we'll give you a wallaby.
That does complicate it, though. It does complicate it.
And a dingo.
More on the way here. If you want to talk about nexuses, toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And internet freedom, as well, is constantly under threat across the world. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News.
We haven't really faced a hurricane of this magnitude in as far as history as I can remember. It's going to be a new experience for everybody. I'm hoping and praying that it'll diminish in strength.
The mayor of Maui talking about Hurricane Lane as it weakens to a Category 2 hurricane, although the storm is still headed toward Oahu. Shelters have been set up across the state, and parts of the island could see upwards of 40 inches of rain. Today, President Trump asked Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to cancel his upcoming trip to North Korea, saying there has not been sufficient progress on the denuclearization talks. Congressman Chris Stewart of Utah explains what denuclearization means to the United States.
When I think of denuclearization, I think of actually removing all nuclear weapons from the peninsula, which of course is North Korea.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves and bring up anything that's on your mind. Our number here is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Zencash is now Horizon. It's a privacy platform built on zero-knowledge technology with a decentralized, secure node architecture. The Horizon platform enables real-life uses beyond just currency, including the ability to privately chat with other people. Plus, Horizon will eventually be enabling you to publish information and in a decentralized manner that will help it be protected from censors and go anywhere on the web with complete privacy. Horizon is bringing privacy to life. You can learn more at horizon.global, horizen.global. So if you've heard us talking about Zencash and all the cool things that's true about that, it's all still Zen, you know, it's still Zen is the currency.
Right.
Just they're expanding their vision for the future of Horizon. And go to horizon.global.
Expanding the horizon, if you will.
Indeed. So I was looking at Black's Law Dictionary. I've got the ninth edition here just to see what they defined a nexus as. And again, as you pointed out, I think off the air, Chris, laws, of course, can redefine words in the law itself. So in whatever the statutes say, they can have nexus and then completely define that in the way that they want to. That applies only within that section of their code or statutes. So looking at law dictionaries is just something you can generally do. You, if you're ever looking at laws, you always have to look at the actual code, the actual regulation or whatever, and see if there's a definition section.
Yes.
And then it's so confusing. It's so hard to do this stuff unless you really like reading bureaucraties Then as you're reading through a statute, you always have to check back to the definitions
right.
and see if they're redefining words that you normally use in the English language. They might have completely defined it differently. Like the classic example is the word person. You know, when we think of person, we think of a flesh and blood man or woman or individual that can interact with you in real life.
Yes.
But in the legal world, the word person includes corporations. And that's just a file folder. That's just papers. That's just an
right.
idea.
So legally, a person can enter into contracts.
That's correct.
And that means that if you want to make sure that everybody that's on the board of directors and is a shareholder for your business signs off on everything, you can have that set up in whatever kind of way you want, but don't ever expect your employees to actually get a paycheck because, at some point, one of your shareholders isn't going to sign off on the thing. Mm-hmm. So therefore, corporation, and then you have one person that acts as the treasurer for the corporation.
As authorized by the board of directors
yes.
or whatever their structure.
You know, it's even if two states have the same exact law and the same exact definitions, different case law in different states can actually have a different impact in the different states, which is also kind of interesting.
So
that does happen.
The term nexus, according to Black's Law, 9th edition, because we're talking about the Australian government targeting Apple and other phone manufacturers with possible punishment if they don't put back doors into their encryption software. And, of course, they're relying on the idea that these companies have a so-called nexus in the country. Definition here says a nexus is a connection or link. And they don't get into any much more detail than that. So any kind of connection or link, which means, Daryl, you might be correct in your speculation that just simply selling someone a phone, even if they close all their offices,
that's
close
basically
all their
how
stores,
it's defined in the U.S.,
yeah.
Especially in as it relates with the recent, South Dakota court ruling about the sales tax?
Well, no, they eliminated nexus in that case because they don't actually require any more. They basically overrode the entire nexus.
No, it was basically defined as if you send a product into the state, you then have a connection to the state.
Mm.
Yeah,
there's no longer
a
physical presence required.
The way they did that was by throwing out the old ruling that created the concept of nexus in the first place.
The old ruling was there had to be a physical presence. They said there no longer has to be a physical presence. You just have to have a customer.
It wasn't a physical presence because a contractor could do it, or a bank account in the state could do it, or an office. Well, the office would probably be property, but mm-hmm. it's close enough. But
it's basically you've got a customer, therefore there's a connection, and we've got jurisdiction. Oh, you're on Earth. I've claimed the entire Earth is my jurisdiction. Therefore, I rule you.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if this law goes through, and again, it is just proposed at this point, but if this goes through and these companies are then forced to create a backdoor, I suppose they could create a special Australia-only system, but then why even bother with having encryption? I mean, if you're just gonna have a backdoor for the government to be able to get into it, what's the point?
Yeah, it's actually a more interesting question of, even if you did, that would probably be still violating the Australian government's law, because if you can buy an Apple iPhone in America that's different from an Apple iPhone in Australia, and somebody comes from America with their Apple iPhone,
mm-hmm.
well, if Apple's not able to compromise that phone,
they're
in violation of this law, theoretically.
That's interesting, because some phones are international, right? Like, you can, the phone that I have now,
right.
I got right around the time when I was going to Anarchapulco this year, because I wanted to be able to have a phone that worked when I was in Mexico, and so I got the Google Fi, I'm not sure how to pronounce it, but
I think it's Fi.
It's probably Fi. It's Fi, so like Wi-Fi. So Google Fi, which allows you to use their phone in 130 countries.
Yeah, it's interesting because
I'm sure Australia is one of them.
Yeah, and it's interesting because in most cases, it's most of the world uses is. It's not entirely correct, but it's I'm overgeneralizing it right now. But GS, there's something called GSM. Right, and CDMA is kind of like what Verizon uses and some of the bigger providers here in the United States, but most of the world uses GSM. Now, some of the providers in the United States use GSM, but mm-hmm. it's not like you don't necessarily have to specifically design an international phone, so to speak. It's generally speaking, most people in most countries, if they travel to Australia, are going to have a phone that works in Australia.
Well, providing providing the phone provider has agreements with whoever the providers are in Australia. If they don't have an agreement to interlock or, you know, to interwork,
but that has to do with the cellular provider, not the phone.
Correct. The phone could work because it's GSM, but if the companies don't have an agreement with, you know, Telcel or whatever out of Mexico.
But the manufacturer doesn't have to have their agreement. It's only the service provider that has to have the agreement. And you can always stick in a different SIM anyway.
That's what I'm saying. Phone companies, not the manufacturer, but the cell phone companies. They have to have
not
the
phone companies, but the cellular providers.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That would
the
be the phone
providers
company.
Yeah. Well, he's thinking of phone manufacturer, which is different from the phone company in this case.
99% of Americans, when you say phone company.
Who's your phone company?
Verizon. AT&T, okay, Verizon.
So, yeah, I'm interpreting phone company to be the company that manufactured, not necessarily, or designed the phone, not necessarily the one that's providing the service.
Right, and most of the time, those are separate companies, but yes.
Yeah. Well,
is there more to the story that you wanted to share?
Yeah, I mean, I think it'll be worth a little bit more time here. Let's see here. What if the suspect stores the keys themselves? In that case, the government would pull out the big guns with a second kind of order called a technical capability notice. It forces communications providers to build new capabilities that would help the government access the target's information where possible. In short, the government asks companies whether they can access the data. If they can't, then the second order asks them to figure out a way. Here's a flowchart. Yeah. So yeah, I mean it's pretty crazy. But,
right. And of course, I love how the journalists. This is one of the things that bugs the hell out of me with journalists is they constantly refer to the government as asking.
They're not asking.
They can ask right now. Okay, you don't need to have a new statute in order to allow the government to ask. If the government calls you up and asks you a question, they don't need to be authorized by statute to do that.
Right.
You know, it's called a contact. When the police walk up to you on the street and say, "What's your name?" Well, hold on a moment. That's just a contact. That's just the cop coming up and talking to you, just like anybody else can come up on the street and say, "What's your name?" And, you know, are you obligated to say anything back to that person? No, of course not. I mean, that's not legal advice, but that's not legal advice. There are some states where they do have a supposed legal right to have you identify yourself.
Right, based on lawful contact, and that could be as simple as, "How are you today?"
Yeah, New Hampshire's not one of them, fortunately.
Is it not? Maybe if there's like an investigation. I don't know. There's different state laws on that, and you should probably check your...
I've had legal advice, but don't take my word for it. Go get your own legal advice.
All right, there's more coming up here in moments, and we'll talk more about the Internet here, because China's president is saying that it needs to be clean and righteous. So those conservatives, they got a lot more in common with the Chinese commies than they want to believe. It's Free Talk Live.
America.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. Save ATPurse.com.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free. Money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon. So visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. On the way here tonight, some of the latest out of Venezuela. Apparently they've canceled Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, because a million bolivar doesn't mean squat there anymore. In fact, if you have 20 million bolivar, it still doesn't mean squat. We'll tell you more about that coming up here in moments. And it's Ian, Chris, and Daryl in the studio tonight. I do want to make sure that you know about the Free Talk Live forum. You can go and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. And more than that, the forum's actually part of the Shire forums. So there's some New Hampshire-related discussions there as well for those of you who are libertarian types considering making a move. In fact, there's a couple of Free Talk Live listeners who came up to Keene today, actually. They're visiting.
That was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, throughout the weekend they came to our cryptocurrency meetup, and they might be stopping by the studio here in a little bit. But so go to the forum and you can connect with folks there. In fact, they connected on the forum with people before they came up here, saying, hey, we're going to be up in late August. You know, we want to come visit Manchester. We want to come see Keene. So it's a great way to kind of let folks know in advance that you're intending to come take a look around New Hampshire and see what it's like here. So go to forum.freetalklive.com. You can connect over there. That's forum.freetalklive.com. And if you're a Free Talk Live amplifier and you send me a message on said forum with your AMP email address, I will upgrade you to AMP status for the forum. That way people who see you on there, they know that you're a Free Talk Live amplifier.
Nice.
So once again, it's forum.freetalklive.com. Talking about the internet, we were talking about forums, in fact, earlier this week on the Tuesday night show, where another problem we have here with internet freedom, we were just discussing Australia cracking down on the internet there. But, of course, we know that they've got some very oppressive anti-porn legislation that went through years ago in Australia.
Oh, about the like B-size breasts or
something? Yeah, that was part of it, I think. And they even had a banned website list that went into effect at the same time. So they've had internet censorship over there for years, last I heard. I don't think that's been repealed, but again, we don't pay close attention.
Yeah, there's definitely a censorship list as far as websites, like copyright infringing websites go.
In Australia?
Yeah.
So if you want to join us here for the discussion, you're welcome to. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And, of course, in the United States, you've got people who want to see the internet restricted. I was watching one of the more recent episodes of the Sacha Baron Cohen show on Showtime, which is a great program, by the way. If you enjoyed his previous characters like Borat and Ali G or Bruno, you'll love the new show. He's got at least five or six, I think, now new characters that that he's brought on to, you know, mess with people's heads. Highly recommend it. It's called Who is America?
Oh, but, and you know that the state rep that shouted the N-word and bared his butt, he wound up resigning.
I heard about that, as he should have. There's been some just amazing footage.
Had he waited until the end of his current term, which ends like January 2nd, he would have qualified for pension.
Wow.
So but there was just such backlash. He lost his primary earlier this year, so there was no chance that he was going to get reelected.
Georgia.
Georgia.
Georgia. Okay. It was a state.
Yes. Representative on the show, Sacha Cohen in character as a Mossad agent.
Not Mossad.
Right. What is purported to be a Mossad agent to these
people.
But he
kept saying, when I was not in the Mossad.
For whatever reason, he's saying that. I don't know if that's because the Mossad will kill him if he claims to be in the Mossad or something like that. I don't know what his reason for that is, because he'll say, when I was in the Mossad, I mean, I was not in the Mossad. So he'll correct himself within, I don't know what
but
the reason
for that is. But it's to confuse the people. Like, there's the one character
why
that
didn't he just lie to
them? Was in the service. I didn't say the armed service. I was in the postal service. So, like, he'll say these things to get people to think something.
But I don't understand why he wouldn't just lie to them. I mean, he's telling lies constantly. The whole thing is a setup based on dishonesty, right, to get these people into these positions in the first place. The whole thing is a scam. So why claim you're not in the Mossad immediately after you've said you're in the Mossad? And he's done it more than once in more than one skit. Anyway, the reason I brought his show up is because he interviewed some, and I think it was a politician, some political character from, I think it was the state of Utah.
All right.
Please, if you watched it and you remember, you can correct me on this. But this character was actually, not character, but the actual person, the politician character guy, he was actually advocating for internet restrictions against pornography. He was advocating for banning pornography across the board.
Wow.
So
good luck with that one.
These people exist in the United States.
Yes.
And, well, you say good luck with that one. Well, hold on. It was during the Bush and Obama administrations, I think it was the late aughts, where they prosecuted pornographers in this country.
Oh, yeah.
I have no doubt that they'll prosecute people, and they'll do it all over the world. The problem is, it's pornography. There's so much demand for it.
Oh, right. It's not going to go away.
It ain't going away.
It'll go underground, and then it'll be dangerous, and people will start getting STDs who are filming the pornography, and there'll be snuff films, and it'll be, you know, really horrifying. But yes, pornography will not stop. There's no doubt about that. But that won't stop the government from trying to prohibit and trying to ban and punish people.
Well, what a lot of states, and luckily, none of them have actually been successful, but there's some group, and I forget the name of it, but they have this piece of model legislation drafted up that has been introduced in, I think, like 15 or 20 states. And again, luckily it's not passed, but it would require every company that sells computers or devices that can connect to the internet to install what is effectively malware.
Oh,
but if you pay the state government $20, then the malware goes away.
Where is this happening again?
It's been introduced in like 20 states. It's not passed anywhere.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think it's passed anywhere.
It's
not
passed.
Wow.
But there was actually a state rep that introduced that here in New Hampshire.
Jeez.
Wasn't it like the purpose, like a tax or something, basically? They're just trying to get taxes? Like,
it's a way for the state to collect money by forcing companies to put malware on computers. Mm. But if you pay the state government $20, the malware goes away.
That's called ransomware.
Right. They don't really care about, you know.
Ransomware. That's the word I was looking at.
That's what it is.
Their only objective is to get money out of the companies. It has nothing to do with, like, I don't even understand
and
why.
And then
they don't
to have a list
them
of everybody that wants to look at naked chicks
or whatever.
Yeah, but it doesn't even work as soon as a company opts out and they pay the tax, basically.
No. It's not a company. It's every individual person that wants to access.
Oh.
I want to look at naked girls on the internet.
I thought it was the company.
I've got
that
it.
Had
no.
And they get on a list.
Oh,
That's a scary proposal because
we have
a list
to have this because we've got to make sure that 14-year-old boys aren't looking at nude girls on the internet.
That's going to happen.
That's the purported rationale.
14-year-old boys are going to have their ways of getting.
14-year-old yeah. boys are going to find pictures of naked girls.
Yeah, you might make it hard on like the 80-year-old guy who doesn't know how to use the internet, but
right.
You know, I wouldn't worry about the teenagers. They're going to find a way around this, yeah. this stuff. But what about the Chinese teenagers trying to look at pornography? According to Reuters here, Trust.org reporting, the internet must be, quote, clean and righteous, unquote, and vulgar content must be resisted in the field of culture, according to Chinese President Xi Jinping. He told a meeting of senior propaganda officials on Wednesday. The government has been tightening controls over internet content as part of what it says are efforts to, quote, maintain social stability, taking on so-called vulgar and pornographic content, as well as the unauthorized dissemination of news. Because that's a crime in China.
It's funny that I think this actually works. Like, even in China, it doesn't work. And
the internet restrictions?
Yeah, the internet restrictions don't even work in China.
So they work to some extent.
They work to keep the people who are not interested in, like, breaking these rules,
correct.
So to speak, from doing it, but it doesn't actually prevent anybody
who really wants to break it. Yeah.
It's actually a pretty common thing in China to get a VPN outside of China.
But they're trying to block those,
They've tried
too.
To crack down on it, but it hasn't actually worked.
Well, according to Gene the Christian Anarchist, when he's actually called us from China,
because
his wife is Chinese, and so he goes over there pretty often, he has kind of given us a report, like a sit rep, on what the situation is with the internet access.
Has it caused
there.
Him trouble? Because I know it's like...
And I think TSA George went over there a while back, and he had some problems calling it on Skype one time.
Yeah, but my understanding is it makes it more difficult, but it doesn't make it impossible. Mm-hmm. And my understanding is that, you know, YouTubers are still able to publish through using VPNs from China.
Really?
I know people who call me on Skype, which is also blocked in China. And again, this is all being done through VPNs and other types
of
software.
Well, I wonder how, difficult it is to use the VPN. I mean, how often are they cracking down? How often do the VPNs have to change ports and, you know, that
usually,
kind of thing?
Yeah, I mean, my understanding is that it tends to be haphazard, and the Chinese government is more doing something along the lines of sometimes you can access some sites, sometimes you can't. And they do that to as more of a psychological thing than actually expecting to be able to block stuff.
We got more coming up here on internet freedom. You can share your thoughts on the radio with us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, the latest out of Venezuela. Daryl's got an update on that for us as well. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves. Plus, good news about magic mushrooms possibly going into some tests, legal tests, coming up here in the United States. Free Talk Live.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.